We're joined on the line this morning by Arlen Ettinger from Guernsey's, an auction house who has some great guitars up for auction. Good morning, Arlen.
Good morning.
So let's talk about some of these guitars. What are some of the prime ones in this upcoming auction on the 27th?
Well, we have more than 400, if you can believe that, starting off with a big collection of about 150 instruments that are noteworthy more because of who signed them than by who played them. And by the way, three-quarters of this auction has no minimum, no reserves. And so to auction goers, those are sort of magic words, meaning anything goes. But with instruments signed by the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, Buddy Holly, on right up through the 70s and 80s, Kurt Cobain, a pretty remarkable collection, one gentleman's. But then we get into about 250 instruments that are fairly well divided between rare and early acoustic guitars and 50s and 60s and 70s electric guitars. So we have, for example, a guitar played by Eddie Van Halen with his distinctive black and yellow striping on it. We have 16 guitars from George Benson, the iconic guitar player, often cited as one of the finest guitarists in the world today. George has been making wonderful recordings since the 1960s, and I count him as a friend, and we have 16 instruments from him. But then we have early Gibsons and Larson Brothers and Washburns and Gretches, and I can go on and on. D'Angelico, some of whom, some describe him as the Stradivarius of guitars. Well, quite a collection.
Arlen, how do you come upon these guitars, or are they assigned to you? How does that work?
For 40 years, Guernsey's has been viewed as one of the world's leading auction houses for focusing largely on the popular culture, meaning music, sports, motion pictures. And so we built a reputation for this. Sometimes, like an auction we did 2 years ago, you have one person's collection, and that constitutes an entire auction. In this case, these are guitars coming from no fewer than about 40 different consigners. And I wouldn't be surprised if up until the day before the auction, as people learn about the sale, more and more they give us offers. For example, yesterday, a gentleman called from Baltimore to offer us, and we accepted, a 1953 Les Paul gold-top guitar in original condition. It has beautiful patina. And who wouldn't say yes to that? And so we don't stand on ceremony. If something's great, we'll take it at the last moment.
We're talking this morning with Arlen Ettinger about the auction that Guernsey's is putting on with all these different rare guitars. How do you verify who owned the guitar or if the signature is authentic? What kind of process goes into that so that what you have is legitimate?
Well, understand that many of the instruments in this auction are not noteworthy because of who played them. So you'll have a rare Gibson or D'Angelico, and there you look at the merits of the instrument. When, on the other hand, something is noteworthy by virtue of who did in fact play it, you have to look at the facts. And when, for example, George Benson, who I mentioned is consigning close to 20 instruments, they're coming directly from him from his home, it would be ridiculous to suggest somehow that they weren't his. In other cases, in the case of Eddie Van Halen, there's film footage of him playing the guitar, along with the original bill of sale from Charvel, the company that made the guitar for him, selling it to him. So you put together the facts as best you can, but certainly bidders are advised to take advantage of the preview inspections if coming to New York. And by the way, you don't need to be in New York to participate in this sale. We are on the two largest bidding platforms in the world, liveauctioneers.com and invaluable.com, to allow people to bid from anywhere in real time. So you can sit at home, no matter where home may be, and just hit the computer and you're involved. But simply going to Guernsey's.com will give you all that information.
You sound like you're a musician yourself. Do you ever get to test out some of the items?
I mean, musician in my dreams, but I have a 16-year-old son who's been playing pretty damn good guitar since he's been about five. So vicariously, I enjoy it through him.
I wonder if that's maybe sometimes when the people who are buying this, whether they idolize a person who had a guitar, or they just like the beauty of the instrument because it sometimes is a piece of art. Who is it that usually bids on these type of items?
Well, you know, you have a range from serious collectors to then the person who shows up and buys something expensive, and you speak to that person later, and you say, gee, you must have a wonderful collection at home, and the person will say, well, no, not at all. This is the first instrument I've ever purchased, but I've got to tell you, he'll say something like, 40 years ago, I went out on a blind date with a young woman, and we went to the movies, and we passed a guitar store, and there was a beautiful guitar in the window, and we both admired it. Well, that woman became my wife, and now I've done well in life, and for old time's sake, I'm going to get that guitar. And there are a million different reasons, and they're all valid.
Arlen, I see one of the, I guess, more unusual items might come from the In Cold Blood movie and the real-life killer Perry Smith. Tell us about those guitars and how they came together.
Yeah, that's a pretty stirring offering, in my opinion. I'm old enough to have grown up when In Cold Blood came out, both the book and the movie by Truman Capote, and most lists of the greatest motion pictures of all time include In Cold Blood. It was a game changer, and those who know the story know it's sort of the life of two killers who slaughtered a Kansas family. And the more interesting of the two killers, a real case study, psychological study, was a man named Perry Smith, who in the movie is often seen playing a guitar. Well, we have that guitar from the movie. The role of Perry Smith was played by Robert Blake, who encountered his own issues later in life. But then in addition, we have the real-life Perry Smith's guitar with his name painted on it. And it actually came together with the help of Robert Blake, but who I didn't work with directly, but through then a well-known guitar collector on the West Coast, put the two together, and a pretty remarkable lot.
It's one of those that also crosses over in collectibles. Not only is it a musical collectible, but there's also somebody who may be interested in true crime or in movies. So an item like that has a lot of people that would have an interest in it.
I think you're right. It absolutely resonates on many levels.
Again, this Guernsey's auction is coming up on the 27th. People can find out more. Where can get the details on this and take a look at some of these beautiful guitars that are up for auction?
Yeah, I'm a lucky guy because I'm going to go to my office in a few minutes and I'm going to be surrounded by these instruments at least for another 3 weeks, and then I'll cry when they're gone.
Well, that's the life of an auction house, right? You get something temporarily and then hopefully find it a good home for another
sure.
years before they decide to send it back to the auction to have it sent off. But Arlen, thanks for sharing the time and some of the details of the new auction coming. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your interest.